This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. It's time to win $1,000 cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is...
Circle. This hour's code word is circle. Text circle to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our 12K a day contest. That's a national contest. Message and data rates apply. All you have to do is text circle, C-I-R-C-L-E, to 72881 by the end of this hour. And then pick up your phone. Okay.
The video Brinny Boy just posted.
It just
that's where
up.
It's at. Brinny Boy.
B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y.
Was on Instagram. That is... such a star.
She's
it's
a star
beyond belief.
I put her as my thumbnail. Where is she? She just left.
She left. That's great.
You used her as my thumbnail, but yeah, she's
go to Brinny Boy on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to load right now.
It's so good. That is so funny. You are a huge star this morning, Yuzette.
Yeah, Yuzi.
Why?
The video is unbelievable.
Oh, is it up?
It's up.
It just went up. Oh my God!
Shucks.
I gotta say, Brent, like I'm blown away by your Brinny Boy films and your musical choices and your Meet Sarah and Vinny.
Thank
oh,
you,
man.
And Yuzette.
You
oh
so
my
much.
God, Yuzette.
All right.
That is.
I'm gonna have to wait till we go to commercials crazy. To watch it. Is it? It's good though.
Oh my God!
Is it worth the wait or what? I have to pimp it out.
Oh my God!
You watching it, Hooman?
This is so. This is unbelievable. Yeah, everybody's
so
got to go follow Brinny Boy.
Oh
do it right
God,
now.
I'm
follow
afraid.
Us all on Instagram, you guys.
This
B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. You. That is
was
unreal.
Was I stupid?
You were great.
No, you look.
You
are
you the star of that movie?
You
did you pull
great.
It up yet? No. Okay, I'm gonna
yeah,
take
go,
my headphones
you gotta
off.
Look at it. I can't look at it right now because I have to do this.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, we got to do a show.
Hi, it's us.
I'm giving it 5 Persian rugs.
Thanks, Hooman. That means a lot.
It's good. Doesn't really have a plot, but it's good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's coming soon.
It's about
know.
Stepping on
just
the net.
Tease.
Just a
tease.
Oh, it's a little trailer.
Right.
Nick.
Okay. We'll start with some little bit of music news here.
All right.
Backstreet's back. All right. Looks like the Backstreet Boys are heading for their first number one album in 18 years. Their latest set called DNA. This is the one that we previewed on Friday.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, no, it actually sounds super grown up and good.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's going to sell about 200,000 copies. And we're talking about actual albums, unlike the streaming albums that everyone else seems to have. So a chunk of that comes from one of those deals where you get the album with concert tickets. So they have a tour going, and you know that boosts sales. But these are going to be physical albums. And if the predictions are correct, DNA will be the Backstreet Boys' 3rd number one album and their 10th top 10 disc. Their last chart topper was Black and Blue back in the year 2000.
Good for
yikes.
Them.
Yikes. What songs are on that one?
You know.
I was on my way out.
I know.
I really liked one song. I forget what it was, though.
I yeah, know, she says.
He's on his way out.
He's trying to leave. I'm like, we're having some problems with our computer system this morning.
Phillip's coming up, and like he'll be here in about 40 minutes.
They updated the server yesterday, that's all.
Yeah,
oh,
he's on his way. Bryn, this is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yes, let's talk more about Bryn's.
How many
Bryn's
tacos?
Because it is
I
making
crazy. 5 chi-chis.
5 chi-chis.
That's an odd number. You got to go 6 chi-chis. I don't need any half racks. Come on.
The chi-chis are prominently displayed on that video there.
Yeah, this
dang,
is
dude. That's amazing. You did a great
job. If you
want
to see Yuzette in BDSM harness.
And Vinny.
Well, Vinny too, but if you want, I mean, you're the, I have
I am
to say,
not
you're the star of this.
On that video.
She's dancing in
He's
that.
Mostly on the floor in that video.
I know, and it's funny because Sarah goes, do push-ups, and I put my foot on his neck.
It's not going to be, he's going to do a push-up right through your shoe.
Right.
Oh. Anywho. Boy.
Good times, everybody.
Yeah, we're talking about a video that Bryn made this morning with a bunch of footage from this weird harness that I made. Which came out of the harness thing that everyone is wearing to the award ceremonies now. And so these guys were wearing it, and we had some fun with it this morning. And Bryn has made a movie out of it, and you can follow him on Instagram at BrynnyBoy.
.com.
It's not .com. It's just Bryn.
BrynnyNy.
BOY. And if you have any trouble following him, we all follow him, including Alice973 Instagram, which most of you are following only that one. You're missing out.
Yeah, follow all
follow
of us.
Follow all of us. I want more some followers. I want more some of those.
You have 35,000.
I want more. I want the same amount that Alice has.
Then you have 35, too.
I want to have
35. I only have like 23
you have
or 24.
Well, Alice has like 60. I want 60. I want winners.
I want 60.
I want 60.
Uh-oh.
Please follow us all on Instagram. This is a blatant beg.
I'll tell you what. Life would be a lot easier if we all just posted to Alice, and then none of us had to have separate pages. That'd be incredible.
Yeah, it would be incredible, but we wouldn't be the only ones posting. Like, you know, everybody posts on Alice all day long, like Jane and the promotions department and everybody. Like, I like having my own personal
Absolutely.
Thing.
Talk about my
Plus, you know, nobody wants to see, like, if you're just following Alice, you don't want to see the pictures of my garden. You know, like, I want to... I like having
or what
my
I
own.
Had for dinner last night.
Right. Or how cute my shoes are.
Well, your follow count just went down. She's going to show us her garden.
Dude, my follow count is up because of my garden. I'm telling you, nobody, you know, that's all I've posted on there in the last 2 years. Just kidding.
People are asking what the rating on the film is. NC-17?
No, it's like a R. It's
Someone
a hard
says
R.
OMG.
It's like a PG-13.
Why? Because of the boobs?
Yes, it's through the shirt. She doesn't take her shirt off.
It's BDSM themed. I think it's an R.
That's PG.
Everybody's wearing a harness.
Let's ask the expert, Hooman. Yeah.
Hooman.
Hooman.
I mean, we are forcing video.
You got to rate it.
I'm going to say PG-13.
Thank you.
There's no swearing or anything.
No swearing.
But don't show your kids.
No nudity.
Are you saying it's R because of the violence, Vinny's neck?
Oh,
sure,
right.
There's some violence. He's in, you know, everyone's wearing this harness. Sexual undertones.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, the boob shaking is a lot. All right, it's an R.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
So, Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah.
Is almost 25 years old.
It was a big album for her.
It was the album for her. I mean, she had plenty of success afterward, but that album, I mean, I don't know how many. Can you see how many copies? And these would have been actual physical copies, people. Children. We used to actually have to get a record and play it, or a CD, I guess, right? So they're saying it was a 90s cultural touchstone. All the girls went, yeah!
Which album?
You ought to know,
Jagged Little Pill.
So there is a musical, and it's already been performed. I think it was at some place in Cambridge, just outside of Boston, for a few weeks, totally sold out. And it's the music of Jagged Little Pill, but with an original story by Diablo Cody, who, didn't she win an Oscar for writing Juno?
I believe you're right.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Because her story was something like,
she was a stripper
that became a writer and then hit big with Juno,
right.
And I think she was doing the talk show circuit or something at that point.
It debuted with 16 million copies sold in the U.S., it was an international debut. So it was a best-selling international debut album. So now, it says right now, 33 million copies worldwide, making it the biggest selling album by a female artist.
Wow.
Third biggest selling album.
Oh.
I'm not sure who the first two were. Oh, man.
Barbara.
Could it be No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom?
Could be. Would they consider that? Or is it like a female solo thing? I wonder if it's like Beyonce or...
Oh, right. Of course. What am I thinking? Yeah it's Beyonce. Duh.
Janet Jackson? No Control was huge.
I was thinking more like Whitney or Mariah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
How could we not think of those?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's number three on the all-time list. But this whole musical is inspired by... So Diablo loves the record, I guess, and managed to write a story around these songs that are on there. And it is going to open... Well, they're saying in the fall on Broadway. It's been played. Oh, here it is. Sold out engagement last summer at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Casting for the Broadway production was not announced, nor was a theater or premiere date, but they're saying it's looking like this fall and that they're gonna bring it there. And
I'd watch that for sure.
I know. I certainly know every single song on that record.
Mm-hmm.
Love that one.
So I'm looking at the best-selling albums, and the first female that pops up is Whitney Houston.
There you go.
Oh, that
makes after sense. That, Shania Twain.
Oh, sure.
Oh, boy. I would bet Celine Dion's probably somewhere.
Then Alanis Morissette, and then Celine Dion. So she's right after Alanis.
What about like Beyonce? She got any big?
She's not even on here. Just keep going down.
Yeah, keep going down.
Well, Beyonce's not that good.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah.
Shut your mouth right now! How dare you? She is freaking amazing. You're insane.
I don't know, but you know,
I don't even
name
see
one
her.
Song. Of the,
Halo.
Say my name. Say my name.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. If I were a boy.
What about surf boy?
Surf boy. You're the great and all that. Yeah, I love If I Was a Boy.
You love that?
I do. I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah.
Halo, though. There's this video of her.
In the hospital. Here we go.
Like, just doing an acoustic, just sitting there. Someone's playing guitar for her, right? And she just sits there and she's singing to these kids. Oh, here it is. Turn this up. If I was a boy.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
It's beautiful.
It is.
So funny. You can't help but sing, huh?
I really can't.
You
cannot help it. It's a disease.
It's
can't.
Absolutely.
Well, she's trying to break into the big part. I got to go, too. Come on, Beyonce. Let's do it together. Oh, man. Anyway, she's amazing, and that we were not talking about her, and yet somehow here
Alanis
we are.
Morissette.
So Alanis Morissette, there's going to be a jagged little... Yeah. Oh, this is the... Oh, you know what, though? You got to look at the video.
Yeah,
forget the audio on that. That's just it's just so uplifting.
But the fact is, it's live, and she's just
and
in
she's
a hospital
just
with
killing
the
guitar.
It. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's good. Couple more... Super Bowl ad things. Jeff Bridges did a tease about the return of the dude from the Big Lebowski. It is a Super Bowl ad. It stars Sarah Jessica Parker as Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. And rather than order their usual drinks, a White Russian for him and a Cosmopolitan for Carrie, they opt for something different. It's part of the Pour It Forward campaign. That's Matt Damon's water.org nonprofit.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I believe it's Stella Artois. Because they're saying here, every Stella purchase triggers a donation to give access to clean water in the developing world. So that's what that is. And then there's another one starring Steve Carell, Cardi B, and Lil Jon. And it's Pepsi's Is Pepsi OK? Ad campaign. And it's Steve Carell, I guess, trying to pull off, OK. How does he say it? OK.
What's that from? I don't even know.
It's a Lil Jon thing, right? Doesn't he go?
Oh, yeah, you were. You weren't pulling it, Sarah.
No, try it again.
Well, obviously,
I'm like,
I wasn't.
What are you even saying? Play it, friend.
Who's doing Lil Jon right now?
I like it. Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Or is it
like the guy from South Park?
No,
that's not occur because they're saying like occur, occur.
He's saying okay.
I don't know what it's from.
Is Lil Jon in this video?
Yeah, Lil Jon's in it.
I have it up here if you want to see it. It's it's kind of cool.
Yeah, let's have a look at this. All so this right. is the Pepsi. Is Pepsi okay?
Oh, I see. You just can't do it.
Just can't do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's all in that?
What's
so,
that?
Lil
so
John.
It's Cardi B, uh-huh. Lil Jon, and Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Oh, okay.
But that's funny. She actually sits down. Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus married while we were on vacation.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I know. You know that they've been together almost 10 years?
Is that right? Well, off and on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. They did take a quite a long break a while ago. They are 29 and 26, which means if they've been together 10 years, she was 16 and he was 19. I'm just saying.
Well, that happens, right?
Sure.
Didn't you date older boys?
At least they were both teenagers.
I remember being in high school and being like, man, all the girls around me are dating college boys. Right. What the hell?
So he says how happy he is.
I probably, there you go. I mean, I get it.
The parties are way more fun with them.
Sure.
They said that they, like you said, they put it together really quickly, just decided it was happening. He says, it wasn't hard. We have a small group of friends. It was mainly immediate family, a spur of the moment kind of thing. Tied the knot in late December. They were issued a wedding license in Tennessee on December 18th and turned it around. They don't say the date here, but pretty quickly. He said, I'm very happy to be where I am. Isn't he an Australian guy?
I think so.
He says, being married feels the same, but different. So really well spoken. The couple, let's see, made their first appearance together on Saturday as man and wife.
Oh.
At some, looks like it was maybe an Elton John AIDS Foundation thing. Well, whatever. Here's a picture of them. And they look so happy.
Aww.
So congratulations to them. Our little girl settling down.
I was thinking the same thing in my head. Oh, I'm glad she's settling down.
Well, she was going freaking bananas for a while there.
Yeah, it
happened.
And happens.
Then I guess she probably was like, boy, well, you know who I miss?
I guess that's why he left her, right?
Like, yeah, it's probably like, I can't roll like that.
Take it down.
Yeah. Slow your roll. Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Yeah, I like her too. But I have to say, there was a time when I was like, that chick is out of control and she's annoying and stupid. Like, she acts stupid.
Sheesh. Yeah.
And well, then she's like, I don't know, now she's like a much more happy medium for me now. She definitely still wants to have fun. She's got a crazy side, but her tongue is occasionally left alone in her mouth. Mm. Remember, she was hanging, it looked all coated. I'm like, oh, please stop sticking your tongue out of me.
She's high, man.
Very talented. And
she
what's
is.
That song we play, Miley's song?
Nothing it's breaks like a
Dolly
heart.
Dolly Parton, who's her godmother.
Very Jolene.
Very pretty.
Ted Bundy, everybody. Ted
oh,
Bundy.
Man, I keep reading stuff about this.
People are, the one thing you handed me earlier, they're just saying, this is exactly what he would have wanted, and it's wrong for us to be paying him any attention. Mm. So, people eater Ted Bundy, there's a couple things going on with him right now. First of all, there's a movie at Sundance. It's called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. And I guess it debuted there. And people are mad because Zac Efron plays him. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why do you get a heartthrob? And I think, you know, the point that they're saying they're trying to make is that, like, this was a good-looking, charming dude who was a monster inside. And that you have to be wary of people who are charming. So hate all charming people. I think that's the lesson to take away here. This chick called, her name is Kathy Kleiner Rubin. And she escaped him, Ted Bundy, back in the day. She was brutalized by him at Florida State University's Chi Omega House in 1978. And she says she does not mind Zac Efron as Ted Bundy or the trailer, because I guess that it shows some pretty brutal moments. Mm-hmm. She says the movie might treat its subject matter too lightly, but what's most important to her is that people realize Ted's true nature, charming and handsome on the outside, a monster on the inside. And she says, be aware. She hopes that Zac, as Ted Bundy, will teach people to be wary when dealing with a seemingly trustworthy face. So everyone, be on your guard at all times. And she's basically saying she doesn't care that there's Hollywood flair in it. She thinks that the story should be told. There is also on Netflix...
You know what? Have you ever seen Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
Oh, so you could pick him out of a lineup.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't have. I just looked him up and went, oh.
What? He's kind of good looking. Like, all he's right. not. He's just, you can see where if he was charming and well, and he was supposedly very eloquent. Mm-hmm.
He looks
very well spoken.
Like one of the actors from, what was that TV show? It was a sitcom. At the airport, at a little airport.
Oh, it was called it was
Wings.
The Two Brothers.
Wings.
And it's that dude with the dark hair, the medium
his
hair.
His name is Tim Daly.
No, not that guy, the brother.
Oh, the brother.
Actually, kind of looks like a cross between the two of them, doesn't he?
Well, he's,
you know who played him in a TV movie was Mark Harmon, played Ted Bundy.
Oh.
Oh, well, they don't look alike, but he's certainly charming
Stephen
and good-looking
Weber.
Enough.
Yeah,
Stephen
Weber. That's him.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
That's funny, Vinny. Hmm. Does look like him. So Netflix actually has a, I think it's called Conversations with Ted Bundy or something like that. You said you watched the first episode of this, right, Bryn?
I watched some of it and then I fell asleep. I fall asleep to Netflix all the time. I just put it
well,
on
yeah.
as I go
That's
to
what
sleep.
We do. That's how we go to sleep.
Yes, so I watched some of it and it was actual audio of the guy.
Yeah, it's
and
like interviews
him
with him.
So it was more documentary style. I'm not
and
sure
And there's
what
four
this...
episodes of it. So if you are interested in that, here's a picture of... Zac as Ted Bundy with Ted Bundy next to him. Bad news for Fox's semi-live Rent. It was apparently TV's least watched live musical of all time. So that's too bad because that's a good show. Black Panther is coming back to theaters for one week in February, and it's going to be free to celebrate Black History Month.
Oh, great.
Yep. This will be February 1st through the 7th at 250 different AMC theaters all around the country. It is actually common for Best Picture nominees to return to theaters, but for this to be free is huge. And they go on to talk about how great it is. Disney also said it's going to be donating $1.5 million to the United Negro College Fund. So all part of Black History Month. If you missed out on Black Panther and you want to check it out, it's going to be running for free. And I guess I'll squeeze one more little thing in here.
Man, I love this song.
That whole record is good. Yeah. I loved that movie. Bohemian Rhapsody is also up for Best Picture.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Rami Malek won the award for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Leading Role for playing Freddie Mercury. And I guess that he was talking to People TV after the ceremony, after he got the award, like backstage or something. He said, I would have done whatever it took to jumpstart my acting career. And he actually had a creative twist on delivering pizza. I'm sure he's not the only person to ever do this. He says, is he English?
No.
I used to tape my headshot and resume to pizza boxes, and if anyone seemed even remotely involved in the industry, I was taping them up and sending them out for years.
Mm. Good. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Why not, right? He says, I was dying to get a role as an actor. This is more extraordinary than I could have ever expected in my life, winning for playing Freddie Mercury. But he was like, yeah, I would tape my headshot on the pizza. Here you go. Enjoy your pizza. That's me right there. My resume is on the back.
It's the hardest business to get into.
Oh, acting for sure.
So, yeah. And then when they make it and then disappear and you just go, stay. Then you realize the people who've been able to stay in Hollywood and continue and like have longevity, that's profound.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit the go button on this and I'm... Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, God.
Oh, who man? Who man?
That was my favorite one.
Fantastic.
So, Vinny, I'm either going to press this button and we're going to hear a promo, or I'm going to press this button and we're going to go right into our live spot. You
okay.
Ready? Here we go. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, our listeners, it really doesn't take them very long to get on the schedule for Disney. Like, I picture listeners going, oh, is that when they're doing Disney? Let me just quickly write those times down. Because we're a whole new world.
Oh, yeah, the phones.
They're already going crazy. I looked down before we went on the air. I'm like, oh, I wonder if people have gotten on the Disney tip yet. Yep, they have.
Heck yeah.
So here's the deal. At 8:35, 12:35, 3:35, and 5:35 every day this week, we're getting someone qualified for this vacation to Aulani. This is a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. It's a legendary vacation. You take your whole family. Right now, call it number 97, 800-400-3697, instantly wins a Disney gift card and is in the running for the grand prize vacation. So all this week, be listening for your chance. Again, 8:35, 12:35, 3:35, 5:35. Four chances a day to get qualified. This is chance number one today, and we're doing it all week. So call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Today's show's been crazy, and if you were on RadioAlice.com, you would have been able to watch.
That's right.
All the action.
/ watch takes you right to the looking glass.
Yuzette, once again, takes over the whole show.
Yeah.
As the big star. It's incredible.
I feel it was you, Vinny.
Star. Two big
really?
Stars.
Yeah, it was me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, RadioAlice.com. Check us out over here. All right, here's what's happening. So the winter storm action moving through the majority of America has snarled air flight.
Yeah. Oh, no.
As many flights have been grounded and many of the flights headed to Atlanta
are
going to be
morning.
A big problem.
Yeah, an icy runway is not where you want to land.
Right.
They say Monday snowstorm in the Midwest combined with forecasts calling for more snow and icy conditions in the South and Northeast have already forced airlines to cancel more than 1,000 flights today.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And Atlanta, the site of this year's Super Bowl, is the biggest trouble spot with nearly 300 flights to and from Hartsfield at Jackson Atlanta International canceled.
Wow. What is going to happen, I wonder?
People are going to have... You know what's going to happen? People are going to say, I need to rent a car. I mean, if you've got tickets to the Super Bowl, if you've got a job to do, you're going to do what you need to do. And often, when you get to the airport, you are suddenly in their hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been... you go to that counter enough times and get told to beat it, you're
I don't even know if you could... Could you drive from here to Atlanta in the... I suppose you could. You wouldn't get much sleep.
Yeah.
To make it?
Yeah,
You get a buddy and you do 12-hour shifts until you're there.
That's fun.
Well?
And then you got to come back. Ugh.
Well you rent a car, you drop it. Yeah, you drop it off and take your flight back.
It's a 37-hour drive from San Francisco to
Atlanta.
Mm.
Oh, that's doable.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can do it by tomorrow afternoon.
I've done 24 hours straight.
Ugh. You shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't, but I've done it.
Oy.
Anyway, so if you're flying today, sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, check your carrier.
This story broke late yesterday. Four Houston police officers were shot and another suffered a knee injury in Southeast Houston when they were serving a narcotics warrant. Mm. Life Flight was called to the scene. All the officers have been taken to the hospital.
God.
Two of the officers, 54 and 40, underwent surgery. They are in critical condition. Both were reportedly shot in the neck.
Oh, my God. They're lucky just to be alive right now.
The other three injured officers are listed as stable. One of the officers expected to be discharged from the hospital anytime. None of the names have been released. But, you know, police, they do a hard job. That's
no joke.
They clocked in and went to work.
Mm. And then this is what their day brought them.
And then they got shot.
God, I always say it. No one dies on radio. Like, the worst thing that could happen here is, you know, your boss is mad at you.
You know, that's pretty
bad.
Because
commercials didn't air. I don't know. I mean, nobody's getting hurt here. You know? Like, can you imagine that's your job? Like, you just, like a random traffic stop could be the end of you. You know what? Thanks, cops.
This story about what scares you. What scares you?
Lots of things. I'm a scaredy cat.
We always hear how public speaking is our number one fear, but a new survey of 2,000 Americans found, no, it's not. Public speaking comes in at number 7 on the list of greatest fears.
Really?
I have a feeling one of the reasons it doesn't scare people that much is because they don't have to do it.
So it doesn't occur to them?
They find themselves, they slither right out of it.
Mm.
And slither is a hint at number 1. Snakes are the scariest thing.
Well, a big snake coming at you with its mouth open and its fangs all gleaming with venom, that's pretty scary. But a snake, I pick up snakes in my garden all the time.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
And then what?
Garter snakes? No, I don't throw them. I just get my cat away from them. My cat's always like finding snakes. I'm like, leave the snake alone. He's getting the vermin out of there. Stop it. I don't hate snakes. I had a little snake when I was a kid.
You did?
It's a little milk snake. Found it in the yard.
Mm-hmm. And you kept it?
I'd keep it for a while, and my mom was like, you have to let it go. And then I found a dead one just the exact same size from outside the house.
Oh.
I'm like,
Is that I know. Milky?
What's that?
Is that
my Milky?
Yeah.
I don't mind snakes at all. Like garter snakes, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to handle... They're not like spiders to me. Like, to me, I actually like spiders. I leave them alone. I don't want them on me. A spider on me is not... Is a fear.
Because it'll do what?
It'll bite me, and plus it's all, like, googly. I just don't want it on me.
Creepy crawly.
Yeah. Especially a big spider, like one of those big
the
furries.
The Australian bird eating.
Yeah, no, spiders. I don't want that.
But we don't have those. You don't come across those.
No, but I just, you know, a spider on you is a little spider, who cares? But, you know, like a wolf spider is, you know, one of those bigger furry spiders. Mm-hmm. I don't want that on me. But, so those are the ones. And you got bitten by a spider. And you had, like, a head abscess.
Well, yeah, but I'm not scared of spiders and snakes. I do not like snakes. And I also am not a fan of the guy or girl who decides to bring their pet snake or lizard or other creepy crawly thing around because they're like, yeah, this thing's just hanging on me. Look, let me get right by you.
Snakes have that certain smell, though. I don't like the smell of snakes and toads.
Weird. Yeah. You got to be all creepy with your stuff.
Like that reptilian pee smell or something. There's a certain smell. Lizards have that too.
But this next one,
when we were kids, and then we like would get them at the fair or the carnival, or whatever, and then we would tie them up, like give them a leash, tie them up next to our bed.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Like an iguana or
no lizard,
like the little teeny
like
lizard,
a salamander,
everywhere.
And you would tie it like where behind its front arms, around its neck.
You know,
that seems like it probably lived till the next day.
Exactly.
Did you make a mini harness for it?
Oh, yeah. I could have made you a little leather harness for you. A little lizard harness.
Right. A little whip.
Oh, darn. I started at number one again, everyone.
Okay.
So snakes were number one on the list. Heights came in number two, and
that's the one for me.
So heights are the one where I'm like I can get on a roof.
Yeah.
I can do stuff. I can walk up to the edge of something. But if you touch me when I'm on the edge of something, I'm probably going to punch you.
And jumping off, like, I can't believe you jumped off a bridge to do a bungee thing. Like, I don't think I could bring myself to let go of the bridge.
I truly, though.
Or jump out of a plane. I don't think I can do it.
On the scariest things list of my life, personally, jumping off that bridge was at the top of it.
Yeah.
Like, that is.
And you only did it because some girl did it, right?
I only did it because we'd hiked miles out into Angeles National Park. Because everyone had done it at that point, and everyone looked at me, and I went, I gotta, I'm out here. I gotta do this. And
did
yes,
you pee yourself a little bit?
It was boys went, and then, you know, then a girl did it, and then I was like, oh my God. No, but I screamed.
Oh, we've heard you scream.
You haven't heard me scream like this.
No, the one on the roller coaster, that's the one. He even said to himself, what's that screaming noise?
Yeah. I couldn't believe the sound that came out of me. And you know what? Even worse, in the video of me doing this bungee jump.
Oh, there's video.
Somewhere. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, that's where we heard the scream from. He's like, who's doing that screaming?
Yeah. No, it was on a video that we taken
of the jumps. You didn't just realize it was you?
No. It was a scream in the video, and I'm like, who's that?
It's you, dude.
Bitch. When I jumped, I started doing the trying to fly.
Oh, yeah. Of course you did.
I was flinging my arms God. Like I was. So everybody else has this graceful, like,
but you're trying to grab a handhold
in the
air.
And I am trying to fly away. Loser. Anyway, heights is number two on our scariest fears. Dentists come in at number three.
Yeah. It is real.
Confined spaces. Claustrophobia, needles. I had my old boss, was the biggest, gnarliest dude. He's like Grizzly Adams type dude, scared of needles.
Mm.
Made no sense. Like,
needles. Huh.
Guy was such a trip. He made the news one time because his dog was loose in the Portland area and it was coming after somebody, so he tackles the thing and now he's holding on to a crazy, like, it was like, I don't even want to say what brand of dog it was, but it was big,
uh-huh.
And he's got it around the neck, and no one can help him. And the dog's trying to get free, and he's like, somebody get help. This guy passes out when he sees a needle.
Passes out?
He made the news. The cameras made it there before someone made it there with the rope. You know, they have those.
With a long, straight stick
he
with
had
a
to
rope
hold
noose
this
on the
fighting
end.
Dog, and he's like, I got it, everybody, we're okay. Needle passes out.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Clowns needle. Come in at number six.
I
and
think
public
make that
speaking.
Up. Clown thing.
I do too.
What?
Everyone's like, oh, I'm so scared of clowns. I'm like, really? Are you?
Clowns
are you
made
like
the
being
list because of Poltergeist. Isn't it Poltergeist?
Or It.
It.
Oh, it also.
I don't know. I don't remember one in Poltergeist. I'm sure that's true. Yeah, you know, I guess clowns can seem creepy and stuff, but these people who are just like climbing up the, like, then don't go to the circus, all right?
Right?
You'll be fine. Don't go to McDonald's. It's everything's going to be fine. Just stay away from clowns. Don't go to kids' birthday parties. Don't be scared of clowns, people. It's dumb. That's a dumb one.
According to two new studies out of Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland.
Switzerland makes the news.
All right. Wow.
Babies sleep better when they're rocked asleep, but so do grown-ups.
Oh, I would not sleep better if someone was holding in my lap rocking me. But I have been lulled to sleep in a hammock,
yep,
for sure.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's
about.
Funny. Mm-hmm.
Rocking to sleep works on grown-ups as well as babies.
Or like on the swing at Costco or
what?
Lowe's. There's these benches that swing.
Oh.
I'll just sit down while I'm shopping, and I'm like, oh, this feels good. I'm practically falling asleep in the store. What a weirdo.
There's nothing weird about that.
Have you made a Super Bowl bet yet?
No, and I won't. I don't bet on
Super Bowl. 1 in 10 Americans will bet on the Super Bowl for a total of $6 billion.
Wow.
Is anyone on the show going to make a bet?
No.
No.
Nick is going to make a bet, our intern.
I'm 100% sure the Pats are going to.
What about Vaughn? Does Vaughn bet on games?
No.
I wouldn't even know where to go to place a bet.
Online,
I guess you have a bookie, right? Oh, yeah. Duh. The internet. What am I thinking?
22.7 million Americans will make a bet on the Super Bowl, which is about 1 out of 10 people, and $6 billion will be up.
Oh, damn. I know a lot of bars and restaurants do the square things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, $5 on your square,
right,
or whatever. Yeah.
I've seen those, like, Super Bowl bingo, too. Like, you know, Giselle is spotted. You get to cross out, you know.
You know what?
Those
are fun. Your network, Vinny.
Oh, ANN.
Sometimes does that for the
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, that's great. They do it for the Oscars, too.
Oh.
Don't they have, like, a little, like, a drinking game?
Maybe,
or like,
yeah.
Or maybe it's just I don't know.
Who does that? Correspondent Brad?
Brad and Ron.
Right. Oh, Ron as well.
Yes.
Excellent. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Journalism this day at an all-time high as I put on a strappy
Journalism
number for in the name of research.
In the name of research.
In the name of.
Put that harness on in the name of research.
So here's a couple. I guess I stepped in it today. Vinny, I just downloaded Beyonce's Lemonade, and every song is fantastic.
Oh.
Her later stuff is really mature and powerful. All right, take it easy. Vinny, the fact that you can say Beyonce is not good, but fix your mouth to say Marilyn Manson is great, your credit is shot.
Yeah. Hey, you.
I want to drown you on your surfboard, says 408.
Something beautiful.
510 says, I agree with Vinny. Beyonce is not that good.
Oh, stop it. She's
too much hype.
She's great. I don't like any of the latest stuff, though, I gotta say. I like when she did songs. I don't like the surfboard.
I totes agree with Vinny. Beyonce is overrated.
Totes agree.
510 says, Vinny, how dare you? Beyonce is the truth.
Hit me like a ray of sun, shining through the darkest night.
650 says, Vin, that is blasphemy.
It is blasphemy. Think I'm addicted to your lies.
Agree with you, Vinny. One of the only non-Beyonce fans. Look, I didn't say she's no good. I just said I think she's overrated. I don't think she's that as great.
Won't fade away. You're everything I need and more. It's written all over your face. Oh, baby, I can see your halo. Pray it won't. I can see your halo. Halo. Halo, halo. Oh, God, it's so good. It makes me want to cry.
650 says, you guys, we would follow you if you posted more. Hello.
We post plenty. I have 2,000 freaking posts on my thing.
Yeah, I posted stuff. I posted like 2 times in the last week.
Yeah. I'll post something today.
I won't.
If I think of it.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But I got posted in the... I'm in a movie on Bryn's page.
Yeah, it's part of a movie.
Yeah.
On the Radio Alice page.
I kind of want to post that movie on my page, but then I feel like I'll be stealing hits from you. So I want Bryn to get some.
Can't you just repost it somehow?
I have no idea. But I want people to go to BrynnyBoy.com.
You can repost it and give me credits.
Sure. I want you to get the... I want someone to follow you.
Looking at it now, holy crap!
It's really good.
Izzy is so hot!
Oh my god, Izzy. You're so hot.
Izzy. I love Eddie's daughter.
Just watch Brinny Boy Films. Awesome. Good job. Real pro-like.
Yeah, that was great. Your production card or whatever you call that thing is just great.
And you guys are giving me stuff about taking so long.
Yeah.
Well, now we understand.
We want the same job in half the time. Can we get that done?
I mean, we want you to do one of those every day for each of our pages.
Yeah.
Right.
I took an hour on that.
I took an hour to make that.
You know, good old bosses.
Show whom and I was cool.
We want more and less time. Thanks.
Right. That's the way for half the price.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You
officially have more comments than the Alice973 Instagram.
All right.
Nice. Hey, did you get some extra viewers?
Oh, I don't know.
Alice followers? Has 105 comments. Bryn has 109 comments.
Who knew? How do you even know that?
Because I'm always looking at the stats.
It says how many comments there are.
Hey, how many times a day do you check Instagram?
Tell the truth for once.
Hold on. I'd say 35 to 50.
Dang.
Wow.
Times a day?
How many people do you follow?
Oh, 1,000.
Oh, wow.
But I also have to, you know, I answer the people back on the Alice Instagram if they don't ask a hard question. Like,
I hate hard questions.
You know, I can't get it to stream and I'm using all these apps. I'm
A question for Bryn.
Yeah, listen.
If you have IT questions, just follow Bryn. He'll answer them for you.
Yeah, so, but I got to do both. Mine as well, which is, you know, super important.
Super.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll finish up the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.